The next patient is Linda Howard. The last name is Howard. Clinical case of a 77-year-old white female that was diagnosed with uterine cancer in 2021. There was evidence of metastasis in the liver and the lungs. The patient is followed by Dr. Riaz, R-I-A-Z, at the Florida Cancer Center. The patient received chemotherapy. After the administration of bevacizumab, I'm going to spell it, Beta, Echo, Victor, Alpha, Charlie, India, Zulu, Uniform, Mike, Alpha, Beta. The patient showed deterioration of the kidney function. The medication was stopped, and progressively the patient has been recovering kidney function. In the latest lab work that was done and that I have a report on February 14, 2024. The serum creatinine has gone down to 1.4 from 1.75 in November of last year, and the estimated GFR from 29 is at 36. That is evidence of proteinuria, and this proteinuria is being evaluated. The 24-hour urine collection showed in the immunofixation spike that triggered the order for a bone marrow biopsy that is going to be this coming week. We will be attentive to this result because this might be playing a role if in the deterioration of the kidney function, if indeed is present and has significance. We will be attentive to the result. Following number, the patient continues to be under the care of the Florida Cancer Center for her malignancy that we specified in the first paragraph. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease and atrial fibrillation that had been stable. Following number, anemia that is related to the above CKD4 that has been recovering progressively at the present time is CKD stage 3B and oral administration of a chemotherapy and a immune modulators. The anemia has been stable. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated symptomatically. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency. Following number, history of rheumatoid arthritis. that is in remission at the present time. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup.